From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. A senior Iranian negotiator is pushing back against a key component of a potential nuclear agreement. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Switzerland. The talks are expected to go down to the wire as an end of March deadline approaches.
German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier says Sunday's talks produced steps forward and steps back. It appears one step back may be on the key issue of enriching uranium. A major compromise that could be part of a deal would involve Iran agreeing to ship much of its stockpile of nuclear fuel out of the country, presumably to Russia. But Sunday evening, Iranian media quote Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi as saying sending uranium stockpile out of the country is not on the agenda. Analysts say it's a sign of building pressure as both sides try to gain last-minute concessions from the other, with a Tuesday deadline for a framework accord approaching. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Lausanne, Switzerland.
Indiana Governor Mike Pence says if state lawmakers send him a bill that clarifies the religious liberties bill he signed last week, he'll consider it. But he says the law will not be changed. As Michelle Johnson of member station WFYI reports, opponents say that law opens the door to discrimination.
After signing the bill on Thursday, Governor Mike Pence said he wouldn't have supported the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, RFRA, if he thought it would promote discrimination against gays and lesbians. But after days of protests and bad publicity, Pence told the Indianapolis Star newspaper on Saturday that he was going back to the legislature this week to clarify the law's intent. RFRA opponents want lawmakers to include sexual orientation as a protected class, but Pence told the paper that wasn't on his agenda. About 3,000 people turned out Saturday to protest the new law, and Indianapolis-based Angie's List said it would withdraw plans for a $40 million expansion in the city. For NPR News, I'm Michelle Johnson in Indianapolis.
Two bodies have been found in the rubble of the blast and fire that brought down three apartment buildings in New York City last week. The identification of the bodies has not been released. 22 people were injured and two men were listed as missing. One worked at a restaurant in one of the buildings. The other was on a date. Residents of nearby buildings were evacuated from their apartments. Max Browning lives next door to one of the collapsed buildings. Says it could be a week or more before he can move back in.
I came in, picked up a bunch of stuff. Everything is completely, it smells like campfire, so just picking up stuff, just feeling like having some sense of normalcy, but yeah, you know, we're incredibly lucky considering the plight of other people.
Now, the cause isn't known, but officials think it may have been a gas explosion. Boston police say an officer shot in the face during a vehicle stop Friday night has had surgery to remove a bullet lodged behind his ear. Commissioner William Evans says John Moynihan is now in stable condition and expected to make a full recovery. Police say the suspect got into a gunfight with police and was killed at scene. This is NPR. Two people are dead when their small plane crashed near an airport in southeastern Pennsylvania. Police say they were the only two on board the Piper PA-28 aircraft. The plane took off from an airport around 20 miles west of Philadelphia, crashing into a field about 2 miles away. No word on the cause of the crash. Arab leaders meeting at a summit in Egypt say Saudi airstrikes against Shiite rebels in Yemen will continue until they withdraw and surrender their weapons. The leaders also agreed, in principle, to form a joint military force. Michigan State has outlasted Louisville to reach the Final Four in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Ryan Delaney of member station WRVO reports the Spartans overcame their more favorably seeded opponent in Syracuse, New York, today.
The Michigan State Spartans struggled to make free throws all season, but that wasn't the case this weekend at the Carrier Dome. They hit several down the line in their win against Oklahoma Friday. Then, in an overtime contest against Louisville, they made 15 of 20. The Spartans were trailing at the half after Louisville played great inside basketball, but Michigan State powered back in the second half to beat the Cardinals 76-70. They next head to Indianapolis. Michigan State last made the Final Four in 2010 when they lost to Butler. It's their ninth trip to the Final Four in school history. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Delaney in Syracuse, New York.
And top-ranked Kentucky remains unbeaten. At this hour, Duke is leading Gonzaga. It's less than a minute left in the second half. Right now, Duke is leading 62-52 for the women. Baylor plays Notre Dame tonight at 8:30. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.